We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Betzias Apas, Halacha Hey, in middle of paragraph Hey. Rav Nosanzal said that after you finished baking this into a loaf of bread, and you would say, now it's complete, compared to its real complete state, which is going to be after it's been popped into the mouth, and chewed up, and swallowed, and digested completely. And in the digestive process, you've stripped away the 80% that's garbage, and sent it out the back way of the body. And then you've had that little bit of pure good that remains to nourish the body and soul. So now when you see this loaf of bread sitting in front of you, is that complete? The answer is not at all.
Kemeget tachlis shleimusoi ho'achroim, adayin lo hischel zikukoi klau.
Compared to its final state after it's going to be digested, you haven't even started the process yet. There's still a few hours of work to be done on that bread before it's going to reach its real grand finale, where it's going to be in the form of pure good that nourishes a human being. Because there still remains the most important purification and refinement, which is the purification and refinement that's going to take place during eating, through the process of eating and digesting. She'oz daikon is barer halechem betachles habirur. That's when the bread is going to be really 100% refined. Ve'oz daiko ikar hayegia levar hatoiv ulezakhoi mikitzo yamamish she'en izbar mizeh kiyem bekera v'odon. And that's when the real purification is going to have to take place, to separate the good from the filth, real filth, that the rest of it is going to remain, you know, it's going to end up being, and being moved out the back of the body. She'oz daika oila hatoiv hazach u'mechayes odom she'yucha lohoides ala shem yizborach u'liko ha'ideze bein soif b'chayachayim yizborach v'yisale. Because it's only then, after the person finishes eating and digesting this bread, that's when the good part of it is going to be used to nourish the person and give him the energy that he needs to praise Hashem and to become part of Hashem. And the waste matter of this bread is going to become real, literal waste, excrement, you know, getting moved out of the body.
Nimtzo shaf al pi shegam mikoidim hoyel achit v'alechem kama v'kama birurim ayde kama v'kama yigis atzumois.
Therefore, we understand from this that even though this wheat and this bread went through major refineries, you know, major refinement processes all along the way, which took tremendous effort, still, all of that is kid stuff. All of that is nothing compared to the final refinement that has to take place, which is inside the body, where the body has to have that incredible computer inside of it, which is able to identify within this slice of bread that got chewed up in the mouth, the enzymes working on it, and all the billions of things going on inside the body, to be able to detect good, bad, you know, separate them, and send each one in their own path.
She'oz ikar habirur mibigodim tzayim mamish.
That's when the real refinement takes place, from the filthy garments.
V'zeh mamish inyin kol ma shayv ralo adom.
And Rav Nosanzal says, this is exactly what a Jew goes through. A Jew who's trying to come close to Hashem, this is exactly what he goes through.
Kiyei shekvar hischil viral zakeh hatzmeiktsas.
Because there are people who started improving themselves. They started refining themselves, purifying themselves.
Ach habirur hu rak bebechinas birur hachito mimoitz v'ateven.
Fine. They finished phase one, which is taking the kernel of the wheat and stripping off it the chaff and other stuff that has to be removed and discarded. And even for a Jew just to accomplish that alone takes tremendous work, tremendous effort. And the person needs incredible help from Hashem, for Hashem to help him get through stage one of the process of coming close to Hashem, which is stripping away from himself the first layers of junk that are on him. Junk that comes from the sin of Adam HaRishon, eating from the Eitz Hadas, junk that comes from my own sins, junk that comes from my parents' sins, David HaMelech writes in Tehillim, "Ubechet yechamas ni'imi." My mother brought me into the world in sin. In other words, he didn't mean literally, but there's no question at all that a child being born, depending on what level of purity the parents conducted themselves with, according to halacha, according to everything else, that has major effects on the baggage that that child brings with him into the world. What kind of garments he's coming with. As the Zohar HaKadosh discusses the great significance of this purification process of stripping away from the kernel of wheat the chaff and other stuff that surrounds it. But even if a Jew already completed that, wonderful, he got his award, he graduated. Graduated from what? Graduated from kindergarten. Got his diploma, wonderful, he succeeded, he completed the first year of school. Came out of kindergarten with honors. Is he finished yet? What are you kidding? Now starts round two. Now starts taking that kernel of wheat, and crushing it up to smithereens, crushing it up to a powder, and sorting out in that powder what's bran, and what's the good, what's the flour that's going to be used in baking bread. Bebechinas imein kemach ein Torah. As the Mishnah says, if you don't have flour, you don't have Torah. Meaning that in order to get to Torah, you have to be already at a second stage of refinement. You have to be up to the flour. But even a person who got through that step already, he got through elementary school. He finished 8 years of elementary school. He succeeded in making flour and removing from the flour the elements that need to be removed to be able to continue with the choice part of the flour, which is going to be used in baking bread. He still has to go through high school. He still has to go through a whole new procedure until he's going to get to make bread, actual bread. Mixing it with water and making dough and kneading the dough and working on it and massaging it, all the different things, and putting it in, heating up an oven and putting in just the right amount of water, everything just right to turn it into bread. Bebechinas lechu lachamu belachmi, go do battle with my bread. Meaning it's a whole battle to get to produce the bread. And even if a person already gets to that stage in Yiddishkeit, that stage in his career in Yiddishkeit, where he's already baked bread, he's gone through phase one, phase two, phase three of purification, and he's elevated himself, and he's learned Torah, and he's gotten to the level where he's got a perfect, delicious loaf of bread there. And it's definitely a very high level that we're talking about. A person who has gotten already up to that stage where we call him baked bread already. He still has a more difficult task than his earlier tasks. Which is the task of knowing how to eat that bread properly, to be able to eat that bread, to eat the right amount, to make a bracha before and all the different things. Meaning, to be zeche, to get to that final refinement, which is the refinement that takes place in the digestive process. That's when the person really addresses the issue of the filth, the filthy clothing, and being able to remove them completely. And a person who has not gone through this whole process, he hasn't struggled and suffered and gone through all of this, that person experiences obstacles and walls and barriers blocking him from coming close to Hashem, even more than the first time. Because since he got to this step already, he's at stage four, now these filthy garments are really ready to be addressed. And if he addresses them, if he wins, then he removes them completely. And if he doesn't win, they serve as tremendous barriers and obstacles blocking him from succeeding and getting completely close to Hashem. V'zeh b'chinas ma'shom razal, and this is what the Gemara says in Kiddushin, harei shulchan, there's a table set, v'harei bosor, and there's meat on the table, And there's this, everything is ready. But we don't have a mouth to eat. And no teeth, can't chew it, you know, period. Sometimes you have a case where a person did everything. Table, went shopping, bought the meat, cooked it, prepared, so everything ready and no teeth to eat it with.
Meaning, even though the table is already completely set,
and we've already gone through several stages of purification, of refinement,
still, we're not ready to eat yet,
because that final refinement, that last step of this procedure, is the most difficult one.
Paragraph of Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'zeh b'fratu b'chlal."
What we were discussing till now, this applies to the individual, and it applies on a larger scale.
Ki b'protius al kol adam tzorich laver kol zeh.
Because on an individual level, each and every single Jew must go through this.
Shit tzorich l'siyagei alavare b'biru rachabiru.
Each and every single one of us has to struggle to refine ourselves, and then further refine, and further refine.
V'habirur ho'achroin shibe b'chinas achila koshe mikulam.
And you should know that the final refinement is the hardest one.
V'zeh shebikesh dover ha-melech olav ha-sholoim, la sois ritzoin chalikai chofotzdin, v'soi roscha b'soich me'oi.
And this is why Dover ha-melech's tefillah to Hashem was, Hashem, I really want to do what you want me to do. And I want to have your Torah in my intestines. What's the Torah doing in the intestines? The Torah belongs in the brains. The Torah belongs in the Beis Medrash.
Sheyeh ha-biror ha-nase al yidei Torah mitzvois bebechinas biror ho-achila b'toich ha-me'ayim.
What he was referring to over there was that he should be zeichet to such a refinement in his Torah, in his service of Hashem, like the refinement that food experiences in its final stage, which is in the intestines.
She'oz nitchen kol apseilas gomer l'chutz.
Because that's where the real separation takes place between what goes out the colon and what remains in the body. You know, what gets digested and used and what goes the other way.
K'moy kein yu nitchen kol haklipos v'kol hasitrachra v'toikif hazuamo hakol yenifresh v'nivdal v'nitcha l'chutz.
The same way I'm asking in my Yiddishkeit, in my Frumkeit, that all the filth, all the negativity should be eliminated and pushed out, you know, separated and eliminated.
V'yalkein kabbalah satorah v'kiyum onikra b'shem achila.
And Rav Nosson Zal says, this is why you find that when the Torah discusses about the Jews receiving the Torah and fulfilling the Torah, it refers to it in terms of eating.
K'may shekosu b'yecheskel, echoel es ha-megillah azois.
As the Pasuk says in Yecheskel chapter 3, eat this Megillah. Eat this Torah.
Shehu klal ha-Torah, kamay shom razal.
And the Gemara says over there that it's referring to the entire, the Torah.
Uksiv shom, and it says, v'acholo utehi befi,
I will eat it and it will be in my mouth.
Ki kol kiyum ha-Torah v'amitzvois ha-koilu b'bechinas birurim levarer ha-toy v'lidchoy sora shem ha-klibois v'akfiro shibhanas kitzoy ha-mamish.
Because Rav Nosson Zal says, this is what the whole Yiddish guide is all about. The whole concept of studying Torah and doing mitzvahs is all about this process of being able to identify good from bad and be able to separate the bad from the good and eliminate the bad and elevate the good.
V'yalkein nikroim b'shem achila,
and this is why the Torah is referred to in terms of eating.
Ki tzrichin sheyia habirur bebechinas achila,
because the birur that one is doing through his study of Torah has to be similar to the birur of achila.
She'ozu tachlis habiro,
that's the essence of refinement.
Bebechinas v'toyroscho b'toich me'oi,
having the Torah in my intestines.
Dehainu she'yizakech atzmoy me'abegodim atzim legamri v'yavshitei me'atoy v'yashlichem l'chutz.
This means that the person has to refine himself and purify himself from these filthy garments and strip them away from the good and throw them out. And this is why the Pasuk says over there in Yecheskel about the Tzadikim, that they will be zeichet to eat to satisfaction. This is saying that there's going to come a time when the Tzadikim are going to be capable of a level of serving Hashem where they're not going to have any filthy garments at all. They're going to have removed these filthy garments completely. But rather, their eating will be on this level of purity. Mechasatik hu tachlis michse atik. Michse means a covering, a garment. Atik, atik refers to the highest possible level of light. Hu tachlis shlemus habigodim uksus noki. This is referring to the best, highest level of garments. And clean garments. Bechinas va'atik yoim en Yosef ulavushe ketlag chiver. As the pasuk says, kaviyocho Hashem, who is called atik yoimen, and atik yoimen refers to the highest level of Hashem, the keser. Kaviyocho, it sits, and its garment is white, like the whiteness of snow. You know, pure white. Ashrei hazeichel azeh. Rav Nosson says, ashrei to that person who is worthy of getting to that level of refinement and purity. And this is why it seems strange that when Yaakov Avinu had his grand finale, you know, his grand meeting with Hashem, when he was at the site of the Beit HaMikdash, and he fell asleep and he saw the ladder with the angels going up and down and everything. And then, suddenly he sees Hashem, you know, Hashem comes to him. And Hashem says, what can I do for you? And Yaakov Avinu says, he doesn't say, give me $3 billion. I want a computer. He says, Hashem, I want bread to eat and clothing to wear. What kind of ridiculous thing is that? Rav Nosson says. This is why Yaakov Avinu asked, Hashem should give me bread to eat and clothing to wear. Meaning, shetiyeh ho'achilo bebechinas begodim likiyim. My eating, my bread, should be in the form of clothing to wear. Pure garments. I should be zecher to get rid of the filthy garments. And this is also what the Gemara is referring to when the Gemara says that the Torah was given only to those who ate the man. Because the man was something extraordinary. The man had zero waste. A person could eat man for 6 months and never go to the bathroom. There was zero waste in it. Because man is angel cake. Not angel dust, angel cake. It's food that the angels eat. It doesn't have any of that, those filthy garments in it. This is the type of food that Adam Rishon was eating before he ate from the Eitz Hadas. The highest level of purity. Ki ikar shleimus kabbalas ha-toyra v'kiyuma hu kishemezak chen atzmoi b'shleimus mebechinas ha-begodam atzoyim kemoi achilas hamon sheyezach mize legamri. Because it says, lo nitna Torah, which person is zeichet to the highest, to receive the Torah to perfection? The person who is oich le'amon. The person whose eating is on the level of mon. His eating is with 1,000,000,000% purity. That he has nothing, he has purified himself completely from the begodim soyim, from the filthy garments. V'alkein hoya Moshe bahar arboim yoyim b'li achila. And this is why Hashem made it, that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to heaven on the mountain, and he stayed there for 40 days and 40 nights. No makolets, no supersals, no ice cream, nothing. Machmeshu hoya klal kabbalah satoira. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is the essence of Kabbalah Satoira. We know Rabbeinu Zal brings to the Kutimran, Moshe Rabbeinu is Bigimatria 613. The words Moshe Rabbeinu equals 613. To show that Moshe Rabbeinu is the Torah. Alkein ho yetzorech lezakech atzmi mizeh betachles hazikuch. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu had to achieve this level of purification, this angelic level in a sense, of zero waste. Being able to exist as an angel also. V'chein b'chol yisoylam. And the same thing is true not just on an individual basis, but on a universal level, on a world basis. Ikar oitzim hayigiyas sheyesh achshav l'mi sheroitza lichnois l'avodas Hashem. The fact that a person nowadays, Rav Nosson Zal was talking about the 1800s, 1900s, 2000, etc. The fact that a person who wants to come close to Hashem nowadays has to struggle so hard. The chol oitzem merirus hagolos shel achshav beikvus of the Meshicha, and the bitterness that we're experiencing in the exile that we're going through nowadays, as we're getting closer to the coming of Mashiach, It's because now we're up to the last round. Now we're up to that birur that's called achila. We finish with the wheat. We finish the past 5,700 and, you know, X years that we're in this world. They've made wheat. They've made flour. They've made dough. They've baked. But now we're up to the hardest part. Now we're up to that digestion. Or, as Huna would say, the indigestion. And this is why the Gemara says, Harishonim Chorshu Vizoro Vikotsru Vidoshu Vitochanu Varoktu. The originals, the earlier generations, plowed and planted and harvested and threshed and grinded and baked. Va'onu ein lanu ma'alecho. And yet we have nothing to eat. Because if you want to look on a universal level, starting from the beginning of time till Mashiach's coming, right now we're up to the hardest phase. Phase 2000, you know, the final round, which is that phase called Achila, Kioz Iker His Gabrus HaBegodim Tzoyim Kanal, which is the phase in which the Begodim Tzoyim, you know, do their most, their utmost to make things difficult. Kiaf Al Pisha Tzadikim Harishenim Bevadai Zikru Es Atzmon Gam Bebchina Sabiru Azeh Shol Achila Beshleimus. Because even though the earlier Tzadikim purified themselves in every way, including Achila, Avul binyan habiru hanase b'klol yisoylam adayin lo ilnishlam habiru kim b'b'chinas tzirut chinur akida. Still, that they did for themselves on an individual basis, these tzaddikim, many of them got to the finish line. But on a universal level, as far as pulling the entire world to the finish line, they did not do that yet. That hasn't happened yet. They've succeeded in schlepping the world through the plowing and planting and harvesting and baking it, and now we're almost at the finish line. We're up to that last round, which is the most difficult one. Loi nishlam abiru kim b'chines k'tzirut chinur akida, avu b'chines biru achila, adayin loi nishlam b'kol yisoylam. Whereas that final phase of achila has not been completed regarding the world. V'yal kein tzrichin lizboil merirus v'yegiyos harbe koidim shezoichin lasa shum dover kotim shebikdusha. And this is why people nowadays who want to do something good for Yiddishkeit have to experience incredible difficulty and bitterness and struggle. Lezakos atzmoy mitayvos v'erhurim, to purify ourselves from the evil desires and bad thoughts. Ki b'chol pam yitzroi sholom izgabrolo v'sheitfen aliboy v'daitoy rayoinim machshavos rois shein b'chines kitzoy mamish. Because the person is constantly being bombarded with bad thoughts, etc. V'ze machmas b'chinas hanalkana. It's based on what we said earlier. V'tzorich ato l'izchazek ma'oid ma'oid b'kol mei izchaskus levli lipayl b'daitim izeklau. And the person has to try to encourage himself and not to let himself fall whatsoever as when he sees all of these difficulties. But rather to try to do everything I possibly can now to get rid of these begodim tzoyim, following the advice of Rabbi Nizal, following all the formulas that Rabbi Nizal gives us in his Torahs. Ki kemoi she'ato habaldova v'sitrachro mispashit b'yos v'yos m'meikedem. Because just as the Yetzirah nowadays is working much harder and much more strong than he did in earlier generations, so too, Hashem has tremendous pity on us, and Hashem has prepared the cure before the problem. Whereby Hashem has given us unbelievable tzaddikim, who have left us unbelievable sforim, which were not around in earlier generations. Which give us the ability now, despite everything, to remain strong and steadfast and to draw ourselves closer to Hashem every single time, a little bit closer, despite the fact that we're getting hit by these tidal waves and torrential storms, you know, etc., etc.
וזה שאומר דבר המלך עליו השלום, לולי סוירוסכו שעשוע אילאו זובדתי ביוני.
And this is about this, דבר המלך says in Tehillim, were it not for the Hashem's pleasurable Torah, I would be totally lost in my affliction, in my poverty and affliction.
כי עיקר הנחמה על ידי התורה הקדושה שקיבלנו על ידי משה רבנו עליו השלום, על ידי כל הצדיקים האמיתיים שהיו מעוז בתינו.
Because our greatest consolation, our greatest support is the Torah, which Moshe Rabbeinu and all the tzaddikim since Moshe Rabbeinu till today have given us.
Because
Rabbeinu, as I'll explain in the chapter in the Kutimran, that this is all based on, that how do you succeed in bringing Geirim and Balei Tshuva close to Hashem? The only way you do it is by studying Torah with a level of purity, such incredible purity, to the point where through your study of Torah, you activate these souls that are tied into the Torah, etc., etc. And that's what results in creating the souls of converts, and that's also what inspires the worst Jewish sinners to do tshuva.
Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, Shenishmois habalei tshuva vegerim heim bebechinas palga,
that the souls of the converts and balei tshuva, their souls are referred to as partial. Palga. Palga means partial or half. Lahavdil, like we said yesterday, you call a person a half-wit. A half-wit means a person who's not mature, you know, not...
Ki adayin heim rechoikim me'agdusha mo'i, because these people are still quite far from the kedusha.
Machmas habegodam atzoyim kanal, because they're still wearing these filthy garments.
Utzrichin lesaknom ulezakchom b'chol pam,
and we have to improve them and purify them every single time. Ula'irom b'chol pam, and to inspire them every time.
V'hakol nasa idei haTorah sheHatzadikim oiskim bo mamshichim lanu,
and all of this takes place through the Torah that the Tzadikim are involved in and are trying to come close to us through.
Shaydeze mamshichin haora mishroshi neshama shubetorah,
where by doing that, the tzaddikim draw upon us a light that comes from the souls that are found in the Torah. And that's what gives each and every one of us the ability, the strength, to be able to handle the bitterness and the difficulties and everything. Until we're zoche to get rid of, you know, the filthy garments completely.
Ki ikar hatikin al yedei haTorah,
because the main tikkun comes through the Torah.
Shehu mitaheres mikol hatumois vagilulim vatinufim habulim al yedei begodim tzoyim,
because the Torah has the ability to purify a person and clean the person and refine the person completely, completely from every single type of filth that comes from these filthy garments.
K'moshim Razal, as the pasuk says, ki necholim nitoyu.
Hashem, you gave us a Torah which is like flowers that are planted.
Ma necholim malam esodim yitum eletara after vei Torah.
And we see that the Gemara says that just like a stream has the ability to purify a Jew, to take him from impure to pure, so too words of Torah have that same cleansing effect. They have the ability to give us the strength that we need to strip away from ourselves completely these begodim tzayim and to get to total purity.
Paragraph Ches.
Ve'ikar shleimus ze hatikun v'abiru hachroin anal nase rak al yidei Moshiach shu b'chinas David. Now Rav Nosson Zal says that this final birur that we spoke about, which takes place during Achila, to really do that to perfection, that will only be done by Moshiach, who is a concept of David HaMelech. V'al ze b'keish David yoichlu anovim v'yizbo yehalalu Hashem. And this is why Dovid HaMelech says in Tehillim, let those who are humble eat to satisfaction and praise Hashem.
Sheyiyah habirur bishleimus, bebechinas birur hachroin shel achilu kanal.
This is exactly what we were discussing. We mentioned, we described the whole procedure of taking wheat, you know, from its inception and getting it to become a kernel of wheat, and then become flour, and then become bread, and then be eaten and digested. And the final birur is where the once it's digested, that little bit of good that it's that's extracted from it and used by the body and neshama should be used in praising Hashem. That was the main objective. And this is why Dovid HaMelech says in his tefillah, Hashem, please prepare for me a table for my, you know, to deal with my enemies. And this is why the Gemara says, that in the future, when Mashiach is going to come, one of the great, great events that's going to take place is that Hashem is going to make a special feast for the tzaddikim. And then after they eat this feast, there's going to be a whole discussion as to who should be the one to lead the Berachas HaMazon. Who should be the one to lead the Zimun? And the Gemara goes through a whole discussion that Hashem is going to start with Avram Avinu. And Avram Avinu is going to say, no, I'm not the one to lead the benching. And then Yitzchak, and then Yaakov, and then Moshe Rabbeinu, isn't it? Until finally it's going to come to Dovid HaMelech, and Dovid HaMelech is going to say, Li Noe Levorech. For me, it's very appropriate that I be the one to lead the Berachas HaMazon. Because the main concept of the reward of the future relates to the concept of being able to perfect this tikkun of achila. And the one who's really going to be able to complete that is Dovid HaMelech, who is the concept of Moshiach. And that's why the Gemara concludes over there that he's going to be the one to lead the Berachas HaMazon. Ki Berachas HaMazon mevorchin al biror ho'achroin shelo achila. Because the Berachas HaMazon is made over the final biror of eating. We said biror means refinement. Ki Berachas HaMazon mevorchin achroi shekvar ochlu shekvar nizbar ha'toiv lach yeses odom. Because when do we say Berachas HaMazon? After we finished eating, and after this birur has begun of the good parts of the food being separated from the bad, and the good being directed to help the, you know, to give the person energy. And that's why it's so important for us at that point to say the Berachas HaMazon in order that that should help us make this final refinement to perfection. And that's also the reason why we mention Eretz Yisrael in the Berachas HaMazon. We highlight Eretz Yisrael because we said that Eretz Yisrael is the main place where these birurim take place. And that's the main essence of the Berachas HaMazon. As it says in the Chumash, V'yochalto v'savoto uveirachto asher shemalekecho al horetz ha-toivo, that the bracha is over the good land. Ki ikar klolius hagdusha hu Eretz Yisrael. Because the main center for holiness in this world is in Eretz Yisrael. V'chol ikar kedusha so binyan kedusha so achila. And the holiness of Eretz Yisrael revolves specifically around eating. Shehem ha-mitzvois ha-tluyis boretz. Because you'll note that the mitzvois that depend on being in Eretz Yisrael are mitzvahs that relate directly to eating. Shehem chalo, bikurim, utrumais, umaisrois, v'chol akrabonois. V'alkein, hizkir shom atmar zal, inyin Eretz Yisrael, inyin klal hakdusha, shetzorich ha'odom lovoy achrei yegiois rabois haboi mea begodim etzoyim. And this is why Rabbeinu Zal, when he discusses in that chapter in the Kutei Moran, the tremendous struggle that a Baal Tshuva or a Ger has to go through to remove from themselves the begodim tzoyim, the filthy begodim, and in order to be able to strip that from themselves and get close to the Kiddusha, Rabbeinu Zal mentions Eretz Yisrael specifically over there. As Rabbeinu Zal says over there, in speaking of, in reviewing the story of Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Rama Chufsa, and Jordan River. And Rabbeinu Zal says over there, Ki hayardein mafsik ben kedushas Eretz Yisrael l'chutz l'oretz, because the Jordan River serves as a barrier between Chutz Laretz and getting in Teretz Yisrael. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal discusses this in Torah Yudalit over there. Ki ikar hakedusha bifrat bechinas habirur shel kedusha soachilo hu al yedei Eretz Yisrael. Because the main holiness in this world, and especially the holiness that relates to the refining of the food, you know, and getting rid of the bad and bringing out the good, is only through Eretz Yisrael. Al kein tzrichim levorech al Eretz Yisrael achar achila. This is why when we sing the praises of Hashem after eating, we focus on Eretz Yisrael. V'al kein dovar ha-melech taiko yivorech perech samozna chasud shaloset ki hu moshiach shehu yigmar ha-biror ha-achroin shubichin as biror ha-achila shezibichin as perech samozna. And this is why the Gemara concludes over there that when it's going to come to that banquet, that special feast that Hashem is going to make for the tzaddikim in the future when Mashiach comes, and the question is going to be raised, who should be the one to say Berachas HaMazon? It's going to be David HaMelech specifically. He's going to be the one. Because David HaMelech is Mashiach, and he's the one who has the ability to complete that final biror, that final refinement, which is the Bir of Achila, which is done when you say the Birchas HaMozayim. V'alkein, David hu ho'ikar shekov asher Yisrael b'shleimus. And it's for this reason also that David HaMelech was the main person who conquered Eretz Yisrael to the fullest degree. Ki olav ne'mar v'hoyo bohaniyah Hashem alakech l'cho mikol o'ivecho k'may shepirosh Rashi sham. Because it's about David HaMelech that the Pasuk in Chumash refers to when it speaks about destroying Amalek. And it says over there that when Hashem will give you peace from all the enemies that surround you, it's talking about Ve'ein Ze Elo Bimei David. That was during the lifetime of David HaMelech. Ki Kvishas Eretz Yisrael Hu Bebechines HaBirur Achroin Shel Achila Shel Mitzes Kedusha So Achila Tluiz Boretz Shekol Ze Nase Rak Al Yidei David Shu Bechines Moshiach Sheyovoi Bemheiro V'yameinu Amen. Because the conquering of Eretz Yisrael goes together with that final refinement of Achila, which is the Achila that's tied to the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael, which the one who's really going to be able to accomplish that to the fullest sense is Dovra Melech, who's the concept of Mashiach, who we hope is going to come very, very soon. Paragraph Tess. V'ze b'chinas Shabbos, shehu me'en olam haba, she'oz mitzvah g'doy lo lechol, v'ze ikur kevoid Shabbos. Now Rav Nosson Zal says that to plug this into our discussion, Rav Nosson Zal wants to bring in the topic of Shabbos, which is compared to olam haba. And on Shabbos we know it's a very great mitzvah for a person to eat more than usual. And that's the ultimate respect for Shabbos, is with food. Ki b'Shabbos yisporedu kol po'alei oven. Ve'ein lahasidrach roshein b'chinas b'godem tzoyim ein lohem shum achiza v'yeniko mi'amaychol shel Shabbos. Because we're told that on Shabbos, the sidrachra is forced to leave, to take a leave of absence, to get out of the picture throughout the entire Shabbos. So therefore, there are no begodim tzoyim. The begodim tzoyim have no connection to the food of Shabbos. The klipos, the tumah, are not able to draw from it in any way. Ki achila Shabbos kulay kodesh, kama shkos makom achar, because we know that the eating of Shabbos is 100% holiness. During the week, during the 6 days of the week, if a person eats a certain minimum, it's possible for the person to get it right. You know, for the person to know that what he's eating is going to the Kiddusha, and if he eats more than that, it goes to the other place, goes to the Sidrachra. On Shabbos, we're told, Shabbos is so high level of holiness that even if a person eats more than their minimum, even the excess goes to the Kiddusha. It does not go to any Sidrachra whatsoever. V'zeh b'chinas rechitzas chamin u'tvila b'erev Shabbos. This is the whole concept of why we take a hot shower or hot bath on Erev Shabbos, and we also go to the mikveh. V'achar kach loiv shim bigdei Shabbos kodesh, and we dress ourselves in special Shabbos clothes. Ki roichatz natzma me b'chinas habogodim atzoyim, the fact that we're washing ourselves, the fact that there is an obligation, a mitzvah, for a Jew to bathe on Friday afternoon and bathe with hot water, with soap, to really clean himself and go into the mikveh and change his clothes, implies that at that point in time a change is taking place, where on a spiritual level the person is removing from himself the clothes, the spiritually defective clothing, the filthy clothing that has come upon him as a result of his averus, as a result of things he's done wrong. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, Imrochatz Hashem es tsoyas benoy Sion kemuva, that Hashem is capable of washing away the filth of Klal Yisrael. V'acharkach loiv shem bigdei Shabbos, and after we've removed the begodim tsoyim, then we put on the bigdei Shabbos. Shehem begodim nikiim, which are referred to as clean clothing. Bechinas begodim levenim, white clothing, as was the custom of some of the mekubolim, the Arizal, certain others, who wore white clothing on Shabbos specifically, implying that they've removed from themselves the begodim roim, you know, the begodim tsoyim, and now they're wearing pure clothing. Ki Shabbos me'ein olam haba, because Shabbos is a taste of olam haba. She'oz tachlis shleimus habirur, b'chinas achila dikdusha, b'chinas yoichlo anovim v'yizbosh, is a b'chinas hasuda shel osid kanal. So Shabbos is a taste of olam haba. Shabbos represents the final stage of that birur of achila, when everything has been sorted out perfectly, and the toiv goes to the toiv, and the ra is no longer in the picture. Sheze b'chinas hasuda shel osid, that corresponds to that meal of the future, when Mashiach comes. V'zeh b'chinas lechem mishneh shel Shabbos, and this is also why we have two challahs specifically at every single meal on Shabbos. Ki kol habirurim shemavarim b'choil al yidei kol ha-melochos, sherubon binyan lechem, shehim hazoireya v'achoyresh v'akoytzer, kulam b'teilim b'Shabbos. Because all the refinements that are taking place throughout the 6 days of the week, which relate to eating, which relate especially to bread, which is the most important food item, which involve the 39 acts of work, basically, which are the works, forms of work which are prohibited on Shabbos, all of those are dead on Shabbos. We kill all work on Shabbos. Ki b'Shabbos ein birur, because on Shabbos there is no refinement taking place. Rak shekol habirurim shel sheshes me'achol oilam lemenuchosam v'neshlamim b'Shabbos b'tachlis hashleimus. But rather, all the refinements that the person has done throughout the 6 days of the week, all of them fall into place, and all of them complete themselves on Shabbos to the highest level of completion. Shehu Ayiro, which is the level of Yiro. We said before that the Tachlis Habirur is to get to Shleimus Hayiro. Bebechinas Bereishis Yorei Shabbos, as is brought in the Tikkunei Zohar, that the word Bereishis is composed of two words, Yorei and Shabbos, showing us that Shabbos leads to Shleimus Hayiro. V'gam kol hakoyach levare b'sheishes me'achol, hakoyel ha'yidei k'dusha Shabbos, shemamshich l'sheishes me'achol. And also, our entire ability to do this refinement throughout the 6 days of the week, where do we get that ability from? We get it from Shabbos. It's through the overlap, it's by drawing Shabbos into the 6 days of the week, by bringing Shabbos in early, taking Shabbos and spilling it into Friday, and taking Shabbos and spilling it into Sunday, extending Shabbos later. By doing that, we're mamshich, we draw the light of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week. Ki minei mizborchin kol shita yoimin, because the Zohar HaKadosh says that it's from the Shabbos that all 6 days of the week receive their bracha. V'alkein misadrin b'Shabbos lechem mishneh shem shnei lechomim shleimim. And this is why on Shabbos there's a mitzvah to use two whole breads. Ki b'choil af al pi shemahadron achra sholem avol einechayev kol kach. Because during the 6 days of the week, even though it's preferred that a person try to make a bracha hamoitzi on a whole item, on a whole roll or a whole challah or a whole matzah, avol einechayev kol kach, throughout the 6 days of the week, it's not obligation, it's preferred. If you can, it's a very nice thing to do. If you can't, doesn't matter. You're allowed to eat sliced bread, half a bread, no problem.
And therefore
on Shabbos we use this lechem mishnah. Because we said during the 6 days of the week, even though it's preferred to use a sholem, you're not obligated. At times you make a bracha on a non-sholem.
Ki b'chol yesh achizas hachitzoyim shema begodim tzoyim shayde zeh ein shleimus.
Because we said, during the 6 days of the week, the klipos are still around. They still have the ability to latch on, which means there still are begodim tzoyim, which means there still is this concept of palga, half, non-whole, non-incomplete.
And therefore, ulefomim avorchem ala prusa.
Ki koidim habirur hakoil bebechinas palga. Because before the refinement has been completed, everything is considered partial, incomplete, half.
Dahainu chisorin hashlemus,
incomplete.
The alkein afilu kishem baruchan ala sholem take of parisnei lechatzoim.
And therefore, even though we make the hamoitzi on a whole, we immediately slice it, cut it in half.
Ki b'shas o achilo nizbateil hashlemus harishon.
Because when a person is eating, that's when the shleimus of the first loaf is considered to be gone.
Ki tzrichin lachzor levar ikar tachlos hashleimus habiru shenase b'shas o achilo kanal.
Because while a person's eating, he has to go ahead and make this refinement that takes place during the time of eating. And that's why the person has to be very particular about how he says the hamoitzi and how he cuts the bread. Because immediately, when the final phase begins, which begins by you cutting the bread in half, making it a palga again, and now it's going to be, it's ready to go through that final birur, which is going to take place through achila.
Take it from yad yaschel ashlemus.
You want to see to it that as soon as you cut the bread, you immediately are triggering off the beginning of the shlemus, of bringing it to a level of completion.
Dahainu shetekef yaschel habirur ha'achron shebashas achila, shazu tachlis valiyem ebechides, palga bechisoroim lebechine shlemus kanal.
You want that immediately, that final refinement that takes place during Nechila should happen, which is the ultimate aliyah from half and incomplete to completion.
However,
during the 6 days of the week, this takes tremendous effort. Because during the 6 days of the week, the begodim tzoyim are still around. They're still effective. And therefore, during the weekdays, when I take a whole loaf of bread and I cut it, I slice into it, I have broken the shleimus. I've unplugged it from a level of sholem.
Because
However, my understanding is that when I pop the bread into my mouth and I start chewing it and digesting it, I'm going to be elevating that bread to its ultimate aliyah, to its ultimate state of completion.
Avol b'Shabbos ein birur.
Whereas on Shabbos, there is no refining taking place.
Ki ein achiz avinik el achitzoinim, v'abigodim atzoin
klal. Because the klipos, these filthy garments, are totally gone on Shabbos. They are not around. And all the sparks of Kedusha that the person was zoche throughout the 6 days of the week to elevate, all of them go into their rightful seats, their rightful places, as soon as Shabbos begins.
Shezehu ikar hamenucha v'ashvisa shel Shabbos.
That's the essence of the rest on Shabbos, when everything comes to a rest, when these sparks of Kedusha come to their final resting place.
Al kein person alechem mishnah.
And this is why on Shabbos we break two breads.
Lohoi rois sheteke v'shah zavet siya bi'atzmo adayim lo nizbatel hashlemus.
Because when you're cutting into bread number one, Bread number two is still in a state of completion. You're showing that even at the time of breaking, there is no break in the current. The current remains shalem. You follow? It's flowing. Because the second loaf, which is whole, is on the table while you're cutting your first. Ki ato b'Shabbos ein nizbatel b'chinas hashleimus me'ashulchan afilu b'shas habitziyah b'yatzma. Because on Shabbos, even at the time that you cut into that bread, you break it, the shleimus is not broken, not for a second. On Shabbos, there is shleimus from beginning to end. Ki tekef b'shas habitziyah, tekef u'miyad oyle hachiyah shebelechem l'tachle shleimusoy. Because the second you slice into that first loaf, immediately, the breads, the sparks of Kedusha that were found in those breads, rise up to their complete tikkun. Ki oile hakol miyad b'li yegiyo ubiro oile tekef mibchines palga b'lechines sholem. Because on Shabbos, it's instant, it's instantaneous. It happens in a second, less than a second, without any effort on your part. There is no birur needed on Shabbos by you. And therefore, the wholeness does not leave the table even for a second. Even when you're cutting, you're breaking that first bread, you're being shown symbolically by that second whole challah on the table that the shleimus has not been broken whatsoever. That's the whole concept of these two breads, that even while you're breaking one, the other one remains whole. Mashem ken b'chol. Whereas during the 6 days of the week, we do not use lechem mishneh. Afal pi shezeu ikar kavonas habetziah. Even though our real intent in cutting bread during is shechoyzer v'nasa b'chinas palga be'erach habir achron kanal. Shetekev b'shas habetziah shechoyzer v'nasa b'chinas palga be'erach habir achron kanal. Because during the 6 days of the week, we said that the moment you break into the bread, you had this whole bread on your table, so that the wheat had reached a certain level of shleimus. Now you're undoing that, you're breaking it again, you're making it partial again, in order to start a process which is going to lead to a super shleimus, which is going to lead to a higher level of shleimus than you had before. However, during the 6 days of the week, this takes tremendous effort. And the person has to wait a little bit until the bread goes up to its shleimus. Therefore, it is not visible on your screen. On your table, when you cut your bread on Wednesday, you no longer see any wholeness on the table. Aval b'Shabbos oz ikur ha'aliyah lebchinas shleimus ha'idei kol ha'birurim shel yemei ha'chol. Whereas on Shabbos is the time that all the refinements that you initiated during the 6 days of the week, on Shabbos they suddenly become complete and whole. V'oz tekef u'miyad b'shas ha'betziah. And therefore on Shabbos, the second you cut into the bread, instantly everything reverts back to that higher level of wholeness. Because before you cut into the bread, there was a whole bread on the table. That whole bread was a level 0.996. The second you cut into it, it rises from 0.996 to 99 billion. In one shot. And that's symbolized by that other whole bread on the table, letting you know that there's a shleimus now that's a higher level of shleimus than you had before you cut into that bread. And this is why Hashem designed the meal on Shabbos in this way, that by that second bread on the table, you are shown that even though you're cutting, you're breaking, there is no break at all. In a centimillimeter second, everything goes to super shleimus. Ki gam b'shas habetziah nishar hasholem al hashulchan kanal. Because even at the time that you're breaking the challah, you're cutting the challah, a sholem remains on the table. He b'shabbos ikar ha-sholem, shehi b'chinei shleimus, because Shabbos is called Sholem, peace, which is Miloshin Shleimus, as is written over there in Torah Yud Dalit and Likutei Moran over there. It also discusses Lahamshech Sholem, Shezeo Bechinas Shabbos Sholem, Shabbos is called Sholem, Bechinas Sukkas Sholem, as the Beis Hamikdash is called Sholem, Shenifras B'Shabbos, which is spread on Shabbos. This Sukkas Sholem is spread on Shabbos. So Shabbos is Sholem. Shabbos is Shleimus. Remember we said that the word Bereshis is Yorei Shabbos, and Yira is synonymous with Shleimus. Ki ein machzor lireyav. So therefore, the symbolism on Shabbos in this Lecha Mishnah is that even when we're going through our procedures, where we are given the ability to participate a little in this refinement process, on Shabbos, the second we touch that bread, second we start cutting, everything reverts to a higher level completion. Completion square, completion cube. In other words, when you had that whole challah originally on the table, it was complete, it was whole. The second you cut into challah number one while challah number two is on the table, suddenly, both challahs go up to completion cubed, completion, a much higher level of perfection. Automatically, not through you, through the Kiddush of Shabbos. Itzumoy shel yoyim.
So what is the eating? What is the chewing?
Stay tuned, he's going to discuss. Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki kol hatikunim shal yoto mamshich sholoim hamavorim batoranal kulam nasim b'Shabbos kodesh. All the different steps and procedures that Rabbeinu Zal discusses in that chapter on Likutei Moran, through which a person is zeicha to draw shalom, peace, all of them take place on Shabbos. Ki ikar atikin al yidei ha-toyro shoyskin bo bekavono ad shemo'irin shoroshei ha-neshomo shebetoyro. Because Rabbeinu Zal explained over there that one of the most important steps that a person has to do to be zeicha to shalom is to be oisek in Torah with kavona, with concentration, to the point where the person activates the neshamais, the sources of the neshamais of the Jews, which is in the Torah. Shaydeze nizdavgin haneshamais, where when a person is learning Torah in that way, with such a level of intensity and purity, where as a result of him learning the words, he activates the neshamais of the Jews, which are plugged into those words, because we know the word Yisrael is Yesh Shishim Riboy Oiseis LaTorah, which means that every single Jewish neshama is plugged into a letter in the Torah. And if a person is learning Torah the right way, when he's saying those words, he's moving neshamais around. And as Rav Nosson Zal quotes here from that chapter in Likutei Moran, that the person actually activates the source of the neshamais, shaydezeh nizdavgin haneshamais, which causes a zivug. He actually brings about a mating between the neshamais, the souls, umoylidin, nishmois, hagerim, and that's how the neshamais of gerim, of converts, are created, are born. Hamevin heoro lenishmois hapoishe Yisrael shiasru b'tshuva, which also brings a light to the neshamois of those people, those Jews who have sinned in a very, very serious way, to give them the inspiration they need to return, to do tshuva. As is explained over there in chapter 14 in Likutei Moran, which this Likutei Halachos is based on. Ayin Shom, look over there, where Rabbeinu Zal explains this clearly. And Rav Nosson Zal says, and for this to take place, the best time, the most opportune time, and the time when more of this takes place than at any other time is on Shabbos. Ki b'Shabbos nitna Torah, because we know the Gemara tells us the Torah was first given to the Jews on Shabbos. It's a Shabbos when we receive the Torah. Vehi shoresh ha-Torah, and Shabbos is the foundation, the source of the Torah, the foundation of the Torah. V'al kein oz b'Shabbos koiren b'Torah harbe yoyser mikol ha-shona, and it's for this reason that on Shabbos we read a larger portion of the Torah than any other time in the year. 7 aliyas. Ki kriya satoira betzibur besefetoira shenichtav kadas kenesinoso misinai zebechinas esekatoiranal. Because the reading of the Torah publicly out of a sefer Torah, a kosher sefer Torah, the same way that the Torah was given on Har Sinai, that's also a concept of esekatoira, learning Torah. Dahainu lasoik batoira ad sheyoirer sheroshein ishmois Yisrael shebatoira. Meaning that a person is involved in the Torah in such a way that he activates the sources of the neshamas of the Yidden, which are in the Torah. Ki ikur shoroshe haneshamois hu bahashishim riboy oisiois haksufim besefer Torah mibreishis adlein kol Yisrael. Because the main source of the neshamois is in the 600,000 letters that are found in the Sefer Torah from beginning to end, she'oiskim likroisim b'chol Shabbos v'Shabbos, the Sefer HaKosuv Kedinoi, which were involved in reading each and every single Shabbos using a Sefer Torah that's been written halachically right. V'koirin b'tamim u'nekudois, and we read it with the musical notes and with the vowels, she'deze ikar hisoirus hasharosh neshamos, which Rav Nosson Zal says, by reading it in that way, with the vowels and with the musical notes, that plays also a very important role in turning on these neshamos, activating these neshamos. V'alkein Shabbos loshen tshuva, and it's for this reason also that the word Shabbos resembles the word tshuva. K'moy shekosov admor zal, as Rabbeinu Zal writes, k'moy shekosov, as the pasuk says, v'shavto ad Hashem alekecha. The commandment in the Torah to do tshuva is v'shavto. And Shavto, Shin Beis Tov, is the letters Shabbos. So we see a direct connection between Tshuva and Shabbos. Ki ikar hisoirus ha-tshuva al yidei Shabbos. Because the main inspiration for people to do Tshuva comes from Shabbos. Sheboi nitno ha-Torah, which is the day on which the Torah was given. V'koirin boi ba-Torah b'tzibur keseder kol ha-Torah sheklul mikol ha-Neshamos. And it's on Shabbos that the Jewish people have this halacha, this custom of reading the Torah from beginning to end, every single Shabbos, another chapter, till we go from beginning to end. V'alkein sheklula mikol haneshamos. Again, the Torah which is kolul from all the neshamos. V'alkein ikar hazivug b'Shabbos. And it's for this reason that the most important time for Klal Yisrael, in terms of husband and wife being united, is on Shabbos. Kioz yecholim lahamshich neshama zako ubehira al yedei hisoyrus sharoshe haneshamay shebetoyros kemavur shama al maimor azal al shalei berchu batorat chila ayin sham. Because it's on Shabbos that each and every single Jewish couple has the opportunity to be able to draw a much higher level neshama, a much higher level and purer neshama into the world by mating on Shabbos specifically rather than during the weekdays. As Rabbeinu Zal touches on this in that chapter on the Likutei Moran, when he explains the wording in the Gemara, al shaloi berchu batorah tchila. The Gemara there asks, why do Talmidei Chachamim have children who are Amei Horetz, who are not learned, who are not so religious? And the Gemara says, Al Shaloi Berchu Batorah Tchila. And Rabbeinu Zal there gives his explanation of what those words mean. So therefore, Rav Nosson Zal is showing us here that it's Bedavka on Shabbos, when the Torah glows more so than at any other time. Why? Because Shabbos is the day that the Torah was originally given. Shabbos is the day of the year that Hashem designated as the day when we plow through the Torah from beginning to end, in order, you know. And that's the day when we activate the neshamos, which are plugged into the Torah. V'alkein b'Shabbos oile kvoid Hashem Yisborach al yidei balei tshuva v'gerim. And that's why on Shabbos is the time when the kovoid of Hashem is elevated in a tremendous way through balei tshuva and gerim. B'bechinas, as we say in the davening on Friday night, hovu l'Hashem mishpachoy samim, hovu l'Hashem kovoy voiz. Come to Hashem, all you families from the nations of the world, referring to gerim, Havul Hashem, kovoid voice, and bring honor and strength to Hashem. She'oimrim bekabola Shabbos, which we say in the Tefillah Friday night. V'chein kol hamizmoirim shel kabola Shabbos midabrim mizeh. And so too, if you'll look carefully at all the chapters that we say in the Friday night davening, those first six chapters from Lechon Aranana to Lechadoidi, all of them discuss this. What's this? Me'oitzem hagdolas kvoidoi al yidei agoyim daika. They discuss the tremendous honor and glory that Hashem receives and will receive from the goyim, from the other nations. Al shehem makirim kvoidoi, by their recognizing Hashem's glory. Kama shekosus sham, as it says over there, sapru vagoyim kvoidoi b'chol ho'amim nefloisof. Imru vagoyim Hashem Moloch v'chein harbi. These are all psukim that are announcing the same thing, that we should tell the glory of Hashem to the goyim and tell all the nations of the wonders of Hashem. Let it be said among the nations of the world, Hashem Moloch, that Hashem is king. V'chein harbi, and so to many other psukim in the Friday night davening like that. Ki ikar aliyas hakovoy al yedei shegam heim makirim kvoidoy umizgairin. Because the main elevation of Hashem's kavod, the greatest honor and glory to Hashem, is when not just the Yidden recognize Hashem, but the goyim also come to recognize Hashem, umizgairin, and they convert. How do we affect that? How do we make that happen? By activating the neshamos, the sources of the neshamos, which is in the Torah, which the most important, the main time when that takes place is on Shabbos. So again, Rav Nosson Zal now is touching each one of the buttons that Rabbeinu Zal mentioned in that chapter on Likud Imran. Rabbeinu Zal mentioned Geirim Bali Tshuva. He mentioned Aliyas HaKovoy. He mentioned Zivug. All the different things, Rav Nosson Zal is showing how all of them are plugged into Shabbos. Next, V'alkein Oz B'Shabbos Nishlam Hayira. And it's for this reason also that it's on Shabbos specifically that we're zeicher that Yira comes to a shlemos, fear and respect of Hashem. Bebechinas Yorei Shabbos, as the Tikkun HaZohar says that the word Bereishis is made up of two words, Yorei Shabbos, showing us that Shabbos is the time for Tikkun HaYira, for shlemos HaYira. V'oz hu tachlis hasholoim bechlal ubefrat. And so too on Shabbos is the time when we achieve the greatest degree of peace, both individually and the entire Klal Yisrael, the entire world. Bebechinas Shabbos Shalom. We know that that's one of the nicknames of Shabbos, Shabbos Shalom. V'chol zeh, and as we sing Friday night, Shalom Aleichem, announcing this Shalom. V'chol zeh zeichin al yidei ho anovo b'shleimus, k'mo shemavor shem b'toranal. And Rabbeinu Zal explained in that chapter in Likud Imran, how are we zeichet to make all of these things happen? Through shleimus ho anovo, through perfection of humbleness. B'bechinas, as the Pasuk says, shvu ish tachtov, shekol echod yiyeh koton be'enov yoyser imadrigoso yashvolo. There's a Pasuk in Chumash which says that on Shabbos, every person should remain in his place, not go out to pick them on, not carry in Rishus HaRabim, all of those things, Shvu Ish Tachtov. Rabbeinu Zal, in that chapter in Likud Imran, quotes that pasuk regarding humbleness, Shvu Ish Tachtov, that each person should sit, should remain Tachtov, below himself, beneath himself, meaning that whatever level a person is actually on, he should look at himself as if he's lower than that, he should humble himself. V'zeh naseb Shabbos, and this takes place especially on Shabbos, k'moy shemavor b'mokam achar, as is explained in chapter 79 in the first half of Likud Imran. Ki b'Shabbos ne'amar mikra zeh shvu ishtachto, because this pasuk that Rabbeinu Zal quotes regarding humbleness, that pasuk is written when the Torah speaks about Shabbos. K'mu v'zeh amikra sham linyin zeh, as Rabbeinu Zal in chapter 79 Likud Imran quotes this pasuk regarding humbleness. She b'Shabbos Roye kolechot p'chisusoy v'shiflusoy ein shom. Rabbeinu Zal explains there that on Shabbos, a Jew has the ability, more so than any other time, to be able to see his chisroinos, to see what he's missing, what he's lacking, and to be able to understand better why he should be humble, why he shouldn't think so highly of himself. V'zeb ayin sham. Look over there in chapter 79 where that's touched on. V'zeb b'chinas big day Shabbos. And this is why also one of the most important issues on Shabbos is the clothing, special Shabbos clothes, whereby a Yid is supposed to have a different set of clothing for Shabbos than for during the weekdays. Ki b'Shabbos ein achizo l'abegodim atzoyim. Because Rabbeinu Zal, in that chapter in the Kutimran, when he spoke about all the baggage that a Baal Tshuva brings with him, or Lahavdil Ger brings with him, or any Jew who committed sins, that was all called begodim tzoyim, dirty clothes. And we're told that on Shabbos, a person has big day Shabbos, a brand new set of clean, beautiful clothing for Shabbos. Because Shabbos, the begodim atzoyim are stripped away, are removed completely, and they can no longer harm the person. All that baggage from before can't affect them at all on Shabbos. Ki oz oilin kol hanitzutzois v'neshamois u'mislabshin bebegodim nikiyim. Because on Shabbos, all fallen sparks of Kedusha and all fallen neshamais are elevated, are lifted up, and they're dressed in new clothing, in special expensive clothing. Bebechinas begodim levonim, the concept of white clothing, shehem big day Shabbos, which is the begodim of Shabbos. Paragraph Yud Aleph. Rav Nosson Zal says, v'zeh shekosov berus. And this is why when the Torah speaks about Rus, in Megillas Rus, it says over there, V'rochatzt, vosacht, v'samt simloisayich olayich. You will bathe yourself, and you'll smear ointment on yourself, and you'll place clothing upon you. You'll dress yourself. Elu big day Shabbos. This refers to the begodim of Shabbos. Kirus hoiso giyoris amitis, because Rus is one of the best examples in Klal Yisrael of the true giyoris. V'tikno tikun niflo ma'oid ma'oid, and she made an unbelievable, awesome type of tikun ad shezochso sheyetze mimena Moshiach, to the point where she was given the privilege that Moshiach, the ultimate salvation for Klal Yisrael, comes from her. Shal yodoi ikar gmar hatikun, and it's through Moshiach that the main completion of the tikkun for the entire universe, all the universes, is going to take place. Shehu bechinas tikkun ho achila kanal, which is tied into the tikkun achila that we spoke about in the previous paragraphs. Dahainu lidchois ulevayer habegodim tzoyim legamri. We had learned earlier that the concept of tikkun ho achila, just as when a person eats, there's waste that has to be eliminated and to retain the pure part of the food. And Rav Nosson Zal had explained over there that it was a concept of rejecting and pushing away, destroying the begodim tzoyim, the filthy clothing, which is the waste. Velizkois lebechinas begodim nekiyim, and to be zecher to the pure clothing, shehem big day Shabbos v'kanal. This is where Rus said to Boaz, you will spread your wings over your maidservant, your protection in a sense. We know this term kanfei, which means wings, or also means corners, is merames to the mitzvah of tzitzis, al kanfei v'gdeim l'doroisam, tzitzis, which tzitzis is the symbol of these begodim levonim, the white garments, the pure garments. Bechinas kanfei ashchina, sheshom boim agerim, which is the concept of under the wings of the shchina, which is where gerim connect. That's where they plug in. As is explained in chapter 14 in Likut Imran, which this halach is based on. Ayin Shem, look over there, you'll see Rabbeinu Zal explains this. V'alkein hayu kol ma'aserus b'shas beirur hatvua mehapsoiles u'b'shas v'achila. And this is why we find an incredibly interesting thing. This Megillas Rus is the story of Rus. It's the story of the birth of Moshiach. Why in the world does it tell us that they were out in the fields and they were playing with the wheat and with the this and the barley and the and then they were eating, they got together to eat, and he said hello? How does that fit in to discussing the most important event in Jewish history, the birth of Mashiach? Why do we have to know that it was Bimei Ktzir Chitim? It was when they were harvesting the wheat, and Rav Nosson Zal says, I'll show you why. Because this is all tied in together in a very important way. Because the Torah tells us that she came in the beginning of the harvest season. She remained over there in the field ad klois hakotzer, through the end of the harvest. And the main tikkun of Rus came about bedafka at the time that they were eating. As it says over there in the pasuk in Rus, vayomer boyaz el Rus le'es ha'oichel. Boaz said to Ruth, while they were eating, come closer, approach. Gishi haloim, the whole concept of hiskarvus. Rav Nosson Zal says, le'eis ho'echel daiko. Look how the Torah snuck in those two words. Look how important those two words are. When did he say it to her? Le'eis ho'echel, while they were eating. Because Rus was a convert. She came from Moya, from a nation of Goyim, a nation of filth. And in order for her to get to where she was supposed to get to, she had to purify herself and exit from the Begodim Tsoyim, from that place of filth. That's why, when does she enter the scene? When does she enter the picture? She enters at the time that they're starting to harvest. And that harvest is that process of stripping away the chaff from the kernel, you know, being able to draw, to remove all the psyllus involved from the grain, and be able to be left with just the pure part. This is the concept of the refinement from the dirty clothing. And we learned earlier that the most important time of birur is at the time that a person is eating. And this is why the most important hiskarvus of Rus came at the time of eating. Interesting that we find by Avram Avinu also, the Torah makes a point of telling us that one of the most important ways that he was mekar of people was he would invite him into his house to eat. So everybody learns it on a simple level. The simple level is that he showed them this warm welcome, he gave them a delicious meal, and after they enjoyed the whole meal and they wanted to thank him profusely, he said, hey, what are you talking about? What are you thanking me for? This isn't mine. I'm just an agent. All of this belongs to Hashem. There's a creator. That's how he was mekar of people. According to what Rav Nosson Zal is explaining here, there's an additional chashivus to doing kiruv while eating. Because the kiruv process, taking a person from klipos, from tumah, from ra, and getting rid of their ra, and being left and dressing them in good clean clothing, in mitzvahs, ma'asim tovim, goes hand in hand with the eating process, which is a similar process, where in food there's a psoilas and there's a toiv, and the process of eating bigdusha, making a bracha before, bracha after, making sure it's kosher food, eating the right way, making the berachas hamazon, that's also the exact same process. It's a parallel process of stripping away the psoilas and being left with only the good. And this is also what the pasuk says over there. She ate, and she was satisfied, and she left some over. The Gemara, the Midrash says, "Vatoichal" refers to she ate in this world. Vatizba, vatoisar, she was satisfied, and she even had leftover. Limoy samashiach uloylam haba. That's a remez to the future when Mashiach will come. Uloylam haba. Kama shidor shrazal. Hainu shezochso shachiloso hoyso bebechinas habiru shienas laidei Mashiach sheyetsi mimena. Meaning that Rus was zoicha, that her eating was on the type of level of refinement that Mashiach will affect. The Mashiach who's going to come from her. Shehu habirur ho'achroin, which is the final refinement, the ultimate refinement. Bebechinas birur ho'achilo shezeh bechinas achila sudas hatzadikim losed lovoi. The final refinement is going to be a birur of achil also. As the Gemara says, that when Mashiach comes, one of the most important events that's going to take place is that Hashem's going to make a special meal, a special banquet for all the tzadikim. Dehainu shetia ho'achila mevoireres betachlis habirur, meaning that at that point in time, the achila is going to be refined to the highest level of refinement. Beli achizas habegodam atzoim klal kanal, whereby there will be no appearance whatsoever of any waste, of any begodam tzoyim. Shezochso rus lozeh, and Rus was zeicha to this, to taste from that type of refinement that's going to be in the future. Losed lavoi, alidei shenizgayro uvo mimekoymoi sarechoykim koela, through the fact that she converted and she came from so far, far away a place, so far from kedusha, v'nizgayro beemes, and her conversion was a true conversion, a complete, sincere conversion. V'savlo yegiois v'isurim v'tiltulim umarirus koela, and she suffered incredible suffering and bitterness that she went through in order to become, in order to convert, and in order to hang on. Her husband died, all the different things that ki ikar hatikun daiko alidei mi shehu rochoik ma'oid ma'oid. Because Rav Nosson Zal says the main tikkun of the world and of Klal Yisrael will be specifically through those people who start out being very, very distant from Kiddusha, very distant from Hashem. Kishehu misoirer lovoi lahat sadikei ho'emes, when such a person is inspired to come close to Yiddishkeit, to come close to the true tzaddikim, oz daike nase tikkun nifla v'noira b'yoser, that causes the greatest, the most awesome level of tikkun that could be. V'nizgadel kavoido yisborach b'yoser, and the kavod of Hashem is elevated a billion times more than through other things, than through things that regular Yidden are doing, that kind of thing. Because this is the most important and the most outstanding honor and glory of Hashem. When those people who are very far and filthy and disgusting, when the most disgusting, when they are inspired to come close to Hashem, that causes the greatest revelation of Hashem's glory. Shal yidei zeh Hashem yizborach ma'oireh rachmoth, and this causes Hashem to turn on His kindness. Umamshich aleihem tikunim koel al yidei atzadik ha'emes, and Hashem draws tikunim onto those people through His tzadikim, through Hashem's agents, through the tzadikim. Hashem brings tikunim to those people. Ad sha'al yodom daiko nitar ha'olam mikol ha'tinufim shalabagodim tzayim shenazazboilam, where it's through those people that the entire world gets purified, gets laundered and cleaned and from all the junk, from all the begodim tzayim. Kimach ma'sheheim bo mimekoymo iskoela, because these people are coming from such places that are so far from Hashem. V'nisayiru loshu l'Hashem izborah be'ikiyas keilu, and they were inspired to come close to Hashem, even though they, for them to come close to Hashem takes a billion times more struggle and suffering and embarrassment, all kinds of difficulties that a Baal Tshuva or especially a Ger goes through in order to come close to Hashem. V'nesoyer lo shel Hashem yizbar v'igiyas keilu, and they were inspired to come close to Hashem with all the struggle that's involved in it. Aydei zeh nistakein v'nitar ho'oilom. They are the ones who bring the world, who bring about, who arouse a rachmonis on the part of Hashem, that Hashem should affect the tikkun for the entire world. Ki ikar klal kol hatikunim hu lesakin daika b'mokim shneskalko daika. Because when we talk about tikkun, when we talk about repair, fixing, the most important place where you have to fix is the place where the problem, where the problem came from. The place when a person wants to, has a tire that goes flat, where does he have to fix it? He has to look for the hole, find the hole. If he fix it over there, then the whole tire is repaired. Even though other parts of the tire have, just fixing that hole which caused the whole tire to go dead, that's the main thing that affects the tikkun for the entire thing. Kamo Sheroyin Barus, as we see by Rus, Shemachmas Shahoisa Nochris Batchila, because of the fact that she started out as being a non-Jew, Sheshom Iker de Godem Atzoyim, whereby we know that by the Goyim is the main place of Begodem Tzoyim, of filthy garments. That's why through her daika was comes Moshiach, comes the ultimate tikkun for Klal Yisrael. V'alkein Yehoshua hayolavush begodim tzayim al shehayu bonav nesuim noshim nachriyos. And this is why we find the Torah tells us that Yehoshua was dressed in filthy garments, because his children had married non-Jewish women. Yeshua the Kohen Gadol is referring to here. K'may shekosu shom b'mikra, as is brought in the Pasuk. K'may shedorsh razal, and as the Gemara mentions. V'rus, shezochso lotzeis mimokon kozeh, whereas Rus, who was zechet to leave the place of filth, to leave the goyim, ule his gayer, and to convert, alkein he daiko zochso sheyetze mimeno Moshiach. That's why she was given the ultimate privilege that Moshiach comes from her. Shivaya ruach hatuma menoritz. Moshiach, who's going to be the one to wipe out completely every trace of tumah from the world. Shal yodo yizbatlo achizas habegodim tzoyim. Through him will become nullified completely any effects of the filthy garments. Mikol Nishmais Israel, from all the Jewish Nishamais. Sheze Bechinas Biror Hoachila, Shu Shlemus Habiro Achron Shienasa Ide Moshiach Taika Kanal. And this is tied into the Biror Hoachila that we spoke about. That in Achila also there's a similar process taking place. In food there are Nishamais. And the Nishamais are going through a process of refinement as a result of the food being eaten. Depends on who's eating it. Depends on whether he makes a bracha or not. Kosher food, all the different laws, by following all the laws and all the kavanas that a person's supposed to have when he's eating, the result of his eating is a stripping away of waste, of begodim, of bad stuff. The bad stuff gets eliminated and destroyed completely. And what remains is a high level of good, a tremendous high level of purity. Shezeh bechinas vatoichal. And this is what's merumos when the Pasuk says about Rus. She ate and she was satisfied and there was leftover. And the Gemara says that this is merames to a tikkun in Olam Hazeh, and the ultimate tikkun, which will be through Moshiach, which is the tikkun of Yimoy Samashiach and Olam Habo. And this is why Rus gave birth to Oyved, Ve'iso, and it's brought, Shehu Bechinas Oyved Admosoy Yizbalochem. It's brought that Oyved is merames to the Pasuk that says, a person who works his land well, he works hard, Yizbalochem, he will bear the fruit. He will be zecha to be satisfied with bread. Hainu Kanal, this is related to what we said before. Ki oyved shemimenu yetzei Moshiach hu oisek bebechinas birurum hanal shem bechinas birur hatfuah v'alechem. This person oyved, who is the one from whom Moshiach is going to be coming from, what is he involved in? He's involved in this birur halechem, this yizbalechem. V'hoikar kishezoichin lizboy alechem. And the main thing in terms, the main purification in terms of eating is when a person is zeiche to be satisfied, yizbalechem, bebechinas tzadik oiche l'soiva nafshoi. As the Pasuk says, the tzadik eats to satisfy his soul. Meaning, a rasha is always hungry, he always wants more, and he always wants better, he's always dissatisfied, disgruntled. The tzadik, the symbol of tzadik is soiva, satisfied, happy, and not just soiva, but soiva nafshoi, that tzaddik is interested in satisfying his soul, and he knows that the less he eats physically, and the less physicality that he shows in his eating process, the less he eats like a behemoth, the more he will be zeche to this real sphere, to the spiritual satisfaction. Shezeo bechinas oyvei dat moso yizbalochem. And it's for this reason that it's so important for the person who's leading the meal especially, or any people at the table, to make sure to speak Divrei Torah at a meal. Ki ikar habiru mei abekodim atzayim hu al yedei haTorah, because we said before that the main ability to strip away these begodim tzayim, the filthy garments, is through the Torah. Shaydezeh ma'oirin sharoshi haneshamos. We said when a person learns Torah the right way, he activates the source of the neshamos, the shoresh haneshamos. Shaydezeh nasim geirim, which is what generates neshamos of geirim, v'chulu, etc. Kanal, as we said before. This is why the Mishnah says, "Kol shulchan shaliyom rol of divrei Torah, kilu achlu mizivche mesim." That any table at which words of Torah are not spoken at, it's as if they ate from corpses. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Ki kol shulchan ismalu kitzoya bli mokaim." Their tables were filled with filth. Note the word that it uses: tzoya, filth, bli mokaim. Because when a person does not speak Divrei Torah at the table, then their eating cannot result in a stripping away the filthy garments. All their eating results in is a stomach ache, or, you know, feeling physically full, but they're not zeichet to affect this process of stripping away the begodim tzoyim. That's why the Gemara brings this pasuk, ki kol shulchan ismalu kitzoya. Your table will have this filth on it, these filthy garments, because your meal will not result in a removing of the begodim tzoyim if your meal doesn't have divrei Torah in it. Shezeh bechinas zivchei meisim. That's the term zivchei meisim that the Gemara uses. Dahainu avoid zora. It's referring to avoid idol worship. Shehi ikar sitra demoisa, which is called sitra demoisa, death. Shenim shach al yidei chet v'achila shel Adam HaRishon, which was first brought about through the sin of Adam HaRishon, eating improperly, eating from Eitz Hadas. Ki ikar atikna al yidei haTorah, shaydezeh ma'irin shroshin shamas kanal. Because as we said before, the main tikkun, the main thing that helps affect this whole process of stripping away the dirty garments and bringing about the birth of neshamas of geirim and bringing this great... What's needed for that is the Torah. And that's why the Torah plays so important a role in our meals.